卢玉凤，卢玉凤，度身订造，度身订造。
今日晏昼要为大家拣嚟嘅或者介绍嘅呢位女歌手，名字叫做 Victoria Duffield。佢曾经就出版过一张嘅专辑叫做 Shut Up and Dance， 咁嚟紧第二张嘅专辑 Accelerate 咧，将会喺听日正式推出嘅。咁呢一首嘅歌曲咧，啱啱听紧嘅就系佢同 Cody Simpson 一齐合唱嘅，叫做 They Don't Know About Us。咁喺排行榜嘅成绩都唔错嘅。咁对于呢位嘅19岁嘅女孩子嚟讲咧，点样加入乐坛啊？又或者佢自己究竟系一个咩嘅人啊？咁啦，咁所以今日晏昼就同 Victoria 会倾下偈嘅。不如趁呢一个机会咧，就等下 Victoria Duffield 咧，就系介绍下佢自己俾大家认识先啦。
I'm 19 years old. I just graduated high school last June. One thing I always found important, and you know, was education. And so I always went to public school growing up. Something that I find kind of differentiates myself from other people is my dance abilities. I started dance training when I was 2 years old, and was heavily involved in many styles of dance, like jazz, ballet, tap, lyrical, modern, contemporary, musical theater. So, but absolutely loved it. It was my first passion.And then gradually started singing and started acting when I was 7. And I just always loved entertaining people. That's always been something that I've loved to do. Then got connected with my record label when I was 16. So got signed with Warner Music. Right. It's just kind of been a whirlwind from there. I released my first single, Shut Up and Dance, in Canada. And things took off well for me, which I was very thankful for. And it's been exciting. Now getting ready to release my second album, Accelerate, in Canada.
我想很开心的，因为这位女孩子过去3年相当顺利。其实佢细细个就开始跳舞啦，嗰阵时系2岁啦。乜嘢类型嘅舞蹈咧，佢有接触过嘅。咁然之后咧，一啲同演艺有关嘅，佢都会中意参与。咁譬如话唱歌啦，又或者7岁嘅时候咧，佢都开始演戏添啦。咁啊，佢啱啱咧就喺旧年6月嘅时候咧就高中毕业嘅。咁所以咧而家就正式全身投入乐坛当中啦。咁啊，讲翻佢自己嘅演艺事业啦，佢就话细细个中意跳舞啦、唱歌啦，咁啊同埋咧就系演戏啦。咁啊跟住咧有一个机会参与一个嘅真人 show， 咁啊继而咧就系签约到俾而家嘅呢间唱片公司出版佢第一张嘅专辑叫做 Shut Up and Dance。咁喺加拿大或者美国其他地方都得到几多的好评，大家都注目佢。咁然之后第二张嘅专辑咧，嚟紧将会喺呢个加拿大嗰度发行啦。咁啊，碟名叫做 Accelerate 嘅。咁其实Victoria 最近就系喺温哥华呢度出现，最主要原因就系因为佢就帮 Backstreet Boys 就系做呢个演唱会嘅开场嘅表演嘉宾嘅。咁我谂咧，即系好特别咁啊 ！Backstreet Boys 差唔多系我哋成长嘅年代听嘅一个 boy band 啦，咁啊能够咧就系同佢去做一个嘅表演嘅时候咧，唔知个感觉究竟系点样嘅咧
？It was so much fun.I mean, I was such a fan of Backstreet Boys when I was younger. I'm still such a fan of them. So, you know, have this experience and this incredible opportunity I was so thankful for. So, I mean, I love touring. I absolutely love performing. So, you know, getting to hit the stage every night, sharing it with the Backstreet Boys was pretty unbelievable.
兩方面，其實因為本身 Victoria 就很喜歡表演，在舞台上表演，她是很enjoy、很投入的，很喜歡的。另外一方面，她也是小時候一直有聽 Backstreet Boys 的作品，其實不只是我們這個年代的，很多朋友都會喜歡聽 Backstreet Boys 的。咁啊，听 Backstreet Boys 嘅歌曲，咁啊当中咧，佢亦都有好中意嘅地方啦。咁啊，所以咧，今次难得嘅机会可以同自己嘅偶像喺舞台上面差唔多可以咁讲同台演出。虽然唔系一齐去唱歌，咁但系咧可以帮佢哋演唱会咧做一个嘅开场表演嘉宾，仲要系巡回添。咁呢个嘅感觉咧系好难去形容嘅。咁啊，既然 Victoria 咧细个嘅时候咁中意 Backstreet Boys 啦，咁你有冇边首嘅 Backstreet Boys 嘅作品咧系你自己好中意嘅咧
？I love so many Backstreet Boys songs. some of my favorites. I love I Want It That Way.Show me the meaning of being lonely, more than that, and larger than life. Those are probably my four favorites.
咁呢四首咧都系 Backstreet Boys 好流行嘅作品，我自己都好中意啊呢几首歌，咁似乎咧都有啲啱 key 嘅地方嘅。咁其实 Victoria 咧咁喺温哥华呢一度咧就系Backstreet Boys 喺温哥华呢一场嘅演唱会咧，佢亦都有份做表演啦。咁啊巡回咗喺加拿大、美国啊好多嘅地方啦。咁但系咧今次翻嚟温哥华嘅时候咧，其实咧唔知会唔会有时间咧翻翻去佢自己居住嘅地方，咁就系 Abbotsford 啦吓。咁因为咧 Victoria 咧就喺 Abbotsford 嗰度长大嘅。咁啊每一次翻嚟嘅时候咧，唔 知即係譬如話會唔會佢自己嗰啲朋友啊，或者當地嘅一啲居民啊等等咧，會特別有啲咩嘅歡迎嘅活動嘅咧
？Yeah, I do feel great support from Abbotsford, which is fantastic. No, there's no banners. Welcome home, Victoria. But I mean, my friends are always, you know, really welcoming, and it's great to catch up with them once I'm home. And obviously, my family, you know, my dad's at home, and I have two brothers as well. So it's always nice to come home and catch up with them too.
難得機會咧，可以翻屋企咧，就係探下自己嘅屋企人啦。咁啊，雖然佢話每一次即係佢自己嘅 hometown 啦，即係 Abbotsford 呢個地方咧，都俾好多嘅支持佢嘅。咁但係冇啊，即係唔會話每次翻嚟嘅時候咧，就冇話有啲咩嘅還額啊，或者歡呼啊，冇啲特別嘢嘅。咁但係咧，佢自己嘅朋友咧就會同佢傾下偈啦。咁大家咧就係跟進翻大家嘅活動。究竟系点啊？近况究竟系点样嘅？咁当然更加开心嘅咧，就系可以陪下自己屋企人啦。因为佢仲有两个细佬咧，就仲系居住喺 Abbotsford 嗰度嘅，咁仲有爹哋添啦吓。咁啊，今次咧难得咧就系同 Backstreet Boys 咧就喺演唱会上面有个合作啦。咁啊，其实Victoria 咧入行虽然个时间比较短一啲，咁但系你心目中咧有冇一啲嘅艺人或者一啲歌手咧，你自己系好想同佢合作嘅咧
？Oh, definitely.、Mm-hmm. I was a huge fan of Britney Spears growing up. Doing a song with her would be incredible.、I'm a really big fan of Bruno Mars. I think we would do a great job doing a duet. So, I mean, getting to work with him or Justin Timberlake would be incredible to work with him too. So, I mean, there's so many artists out there that would be fantastic to pair up with them.
其實呢我想有好多人呢佢都會想同佢合作咁譬如剛才輕輕咁樣提啦 Britney Spears 啦因為 Britney Spears 呢都係佢細個嘅時候呢好鍾意聽嘅一位歌手。咁而呢其實 Victoria Duffield 呢亦都被譽為係加拿大嘅 Britney Spears 添啦咁所以呢如果佢將來有得合作嘅話呢我諗都會幾觸目下嘅。咁另外佢好鍾意 Bruno Mars 啦咁佢自己個人認為呢如果佢同 Bruno Mars 有一首合唱歌嘅話呢應該不得了應該會好好聽啊。咁再者仲有 Justin Timberlake 啦，等等呢啲嘅名字咧，都系佢自己好想咧，就有機會嘅話咧，可以合作到嘅藝人啦。好啦，咁其實咧，Victoria 咧，除咗我頭先介紹佢嘅時候咧，有講過話佢好細個開始跳舞啦，咁另外咧就唱歌啦，同埋演戲之外咧，其實咧佢都寫歌嘅。我知佢好細個已經咧就係開始咧就係執筆啊，寫一啲嘅旋律啊，寫一啲嘅歌曲嘅。可唔可以咧同我哋分享下咧，你第一次寫歌嘅嗰個經驗係點樣嘅咧
？The first experience I had songwriting was when I made a trip out when I was in grade 9, so I kind of started writing then. That was before I was signed. Once I was signed on my label, we're gonna, you know, start working on some music and let's get you in some writing sessions. It was always something that I was really nervous about just from having more training with singing and dancing. Songwriting, I felt I didn't have as much experience with, so I was a little bit more nervous. Uh-huh. But I've been able to work on this skill and learn from so many writers and now it's been 3 years and I've been able to work with so many writers and I'm feeling more confident in my writing skills. Obviously, each time I'm still improving and learning, but it's something that I really enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. Not only do I feel more connected with the songs when I'm listening to them or when I'm performing them, my fans can feel more connected with me because it's, you know, my thoughts and something that I want to get across to them.
第一次寫歌嘅時候咧，就係喺佢 grade 9，即係第九班嘅時候。咁嗰陣時當然好細個啦嚇。咁但係咧，就嗰陣時就寫歌嗰個經驗啊，或者個寫法咧，就會同而家咧好唔同啦。因為當佢加入咗呢一行之後咧，咁佢自己咧就有好多嘅專人指點啦，亦都會同一啲其他唔同嘅作曲嘅朋友去合作嘅。咁啊，佢自己咧比較有信心嘅，當然咧就係唱歌。同埋跳舞以及系演戏啦，写歌以前咧只不过系兴趣嚟嘅，咁所以入咗行之后咧，佢都依然系觉得自己有好多嘅不足，咁要不断咁样学习。咁啊，过去三年里边咧，佢都有好多嘅改进啦，同埋都系吸收咗唔少一啲其他人嘅意见添嘅。咁佢觉得咧，即系写歌对佢嚟讲咧系一个好重要嘅过程，因为自己写歌嘅话咧会将自己嘅感情抒发出嚟啦。咁啊，同埋咧，当佢啲歌迷听佢嘅歌嘅时候咧，又更加可以感受到佢自己咧嗰个嘅心路历程啊，又或者佢想提出嘅一啲内容啊故事，亦都希望咧系可以产生到共鸣嘅。咁不過咧寫歌嘅時候咧，我哋成日都會喺度諗啊，究竟嗰啲靈感啊，咁係邊度嚟嘅？咁 Victoria 你嗰啲咧又喺邊度嚟嘅咧
？Songwriting is one of those things that never really stops. Can just be throughout the day. You have an idea and I'll just write it in my phone or I go through, you know, a personal life experience. You know, how can I put this into a song and you know be able to express myself and you know hearing stories from other people. But one thing that kind of makes this album different from my first album, Shut Up and Dance, is I've grown up, matured more as a person, and there's a lot more sort of my personal experiences, my personal thoughts expressed in this album, as opposed to the first album being more sort of ideas and reflecting through friends' experiences. So it's really great to have the ability to put your thoughts out there and, and express something to people and for them to feel that connection with the music.
咁佢就话咧，其实灵感咧就随时都有嘅，咁啊经常咧都会出现嘅，喺个生活体验里边咧就会有噶啦。咁如果你话以前啦吓，即系第一张专辑里边咧，佢所写嘅歌咧，大部分咧都系嚟自朋友嘅故事啦，即系可能咧听埋好多，咁然之后就写人哋嘅故事。 事出嚟啦。咁但系而家咧大个啲啦，咁而且咧人生嘅阅历亦都多咗啦。咁所以咧写嘅题材咧会系自己有一啲经历，自己一啲睇法，嗰、那个角度咧会有啲嘅分别嘅。咁希望咧今次呢一张新嘅专辑咧嗰个歌里边嘅歌词啊，或者想表达嘅题材等等咧，系可以更加成熟嘅。咁同第一张嘅专辑比较咧，应该都会有啲分别嘅。咁但系既然咧提到上一张嘅专辑，即系佢第一张嘅专辑叫做 Shut Up and Dance 啦，里边有啲嘅歌咧都系同一啲朋友嘅经验咧系有关系嘅。咁不如咧可唔可以同我哋介绍下其中一首嘅作品，就系名字叫做 Shut Up and Dance？ 咁嘅呢一张嘅专辑里边咧有首歌叫 Break My Heart。咁究竟呢一首歌曲嘅内容咧又系嚟自乜嘢嘅咧
？I wrote about a friend's relationship experience, and it wasn't until a while after the song was out and people heard it that I told her, and she went, I kind of figured it. But she just kind of went through an interesting experience with a guy, kind of realizing, this isn't right for me right now. Mm-hmm. And if we stay together, I know that you're just going to end up breaking my heart, not being a great fit for me. So it was just kind of telling through her eyes, her experience. It's kind of an emotional song, but yet it still has that driving beat to it.
虽然这首歌叫 Break My Heart, 是一首都挺伤感的，还有都充满了情感的一首歌曲。但是这首歌都会比较轻快一点的。一样好像刚才讲紧佢第一张专辑里边大部分都系朋友嘅一啲嘅经历啦。咁呢一首叫做 Break My Heart 都唔例外嘅。咁就系写紧佢朋友咧拍拖嘅一啲嘅经验。咁佢咧就系佢嘅朋友咧就系拍紧拖啦，咁有个男朋友啦。咁但系咧同佢之间咧似乎咧都未必话真系咁啱 key 啊。咁可能咧即系将来咧就系大家咧会有机会咧就系发展到呢个 Break My Heart 一个嘅过程。咁啊，所以咧喺呢一个嘅时段里边咧，我谂好多嘅年青人啦，可能都会有啲咁嘅经历都唔定嘅。咁啊，唔知今个晏昼咧，我哋听呢一首歌嘅时候，大家会唔会有同感啦吓？呢一首由 Victoria 咧有份参与创作嘅，咁啊写下佢朋友嘅爱情故事，歌曲名字叫做 Break My Heart， 亦都系上一张专辑里边咧其中一首咧主打嘅作品嚟嘅。嚟自上一张专辑嘅呢一首嘅歌曲叫做 Break My Heart， 咁啊新嘅专辑咧即将会推出啦，咁我谂咧对于Victoria 嚟讲咧都会几紧张下嘅，可唔可以讲下咧新专辑推出之前你自己嘅心情究竟系点样啦
？Yeah, it's out on June 3rd. I'm really excited to have some new music out there for my fans. It's such a great feeling anticipating the release of an album、mm-hmm. to know that finally this music is going to be out. After working on it for so long, it's kind of like a secretive thing. It's funny how so much of this industry and what you do as an artist, it's all open.You're sharing this on social media and everyone can see this and there's so many things that people know about and yet there's such a long process of time where you're recording this music and no one can hear it. No one, I'm saying, can't wait for you guys to hear the song I wrote today, but I can't show you. Uh-huh. So it's great to finally have these songs done and put on a CD and get them out there so my fans can understand what I've been working hard on for this past year.
Uh-huh. 其实听他的声音完全感觉到他是很兴奋很开心的，因为他说制作的过程都漫长超过一年的时间，所以你知道现在做艺人很多时候都要依赖一些社交平台，会告诉 fans 听究竟我在做什么，譬如我在录什么歌或者写什么歌，个唱片制作的情况去到怎么样。但是呢一路讲就没得听的，即不可以说我现在录这首歌给你听，这样这个似乎不可能的。一路等了这么久，或者大家即引颈以待了这么久，终于就可以在这个时间告诉大家听，是啦，我的专辑出来了，终于个制成品大家可以听到了，所以会令社兴奋的。今次这一张专辑我想会一定有很多不同的音乐在里面，究竟包括了什么类型的作品呢？
The album album, I mean, it's lots more great pop dance music. It's a bit more of a mature sound than my first album. Some songs are a bit more edgy, some more, you know, on the fun side. I think it's a great mix of songs and really expresses me as a person and as an artist.
我谂两方面咧，呢啲歌曲吓，除咗话咧呢一张专辑系佢第二张啦，咁佢希望咧就系继续会有一啲比较跳舞节奏快啲嘅歌曲之外咧，另外希望咧亦都可以带出咧就系佢大个啲嘅，大个女少少嘅，比较成熟啲嘅一面啦。咁今次呢啲嘅歌曲咧，有啲咧就系会比较轻快啲嘅，咁有啲就开心啲嘅，咁总之咧就系样样都有啲啦，希望大家都会中意啦。咁既然 Victoria 咧咁细个已经开始跳舞啦，咁而且咧好多嘅主打歌咧都系一啲舞曲嚟噶，咁你自己有冇话做埋编舞啊，或者系排舞啊咁样样嘅咧吓
？No, I don't choreograph.I have been lucky enough throughout first album and now second album to work with Luther Brown, who's an amazing choreographer and has worked with countless artists, including Janet Jackson. I always find it incredible that he's worked with her because I, you know, look up to her. So, you know, I've been really lucky to be able to work with him. And it's really great how he's been able to really take my shows and the videos and really bring them that next step forward each time and help me to evolve as an artist. And second album, wanting to, you know, I'm a bit older and everything, but not wanting to take too much of a jump, I find.He's really able to kind of pinpoint great ways to grow up with my fans.
雖然 Victoria 咧有好強嘅舞蹈根底啦，咁但係咧對於自己嘅歌曲咧，佢就唔會參與排舞嘅工作嘅。因為咧佢有一位好好嘅排舞老師，咁就係叫做 Luther Brown。咁 Luther 咧曾經亦都同好多超級巨星嘅合作過，咁其中包括咗有 Janet Jackson 啦。咁所以咧 Luther 嘅經驗咧亦都係好好嘅。咁喺呢一個過程裏邊咧，佢一路睇住 Victoria 嘅成長啦。咁譬如話今次啦，由第一張嘅專輯去到第二張，咁都想咧就係喺舞步啊，或者係佢嗰個嘅音樂編排方面。是有少少嘅唔同嘅，但系又唔想话太过大嘅转变啦，令到大家咧就系一时间接受唔到啦。咁所以咧循序渐进呢一个咧就系 Luther 咧俾阿 Victoria 嘅一个嘅指示。咁与此同时咧，每一次佢哋嘅演出咧，佢都会录低佢，等阿 Victoria 可以翻睇啦，了解一下自己嗰个嘅表现究竟系点样样嘅。咁好啦，咁既然呢一张嘅专辑咧就系即系都筹备咗一年啦，咁其实过去一年除咗话工作之外，有冇啲乜嘢喺 Victoria 身上有改变嘅咧
？I mean it was over a year, so I mean a lot kind of changed in my life.I graduated high school in that time and kind of, you know, went through the personal side of things and relationships and stuff. And, you know, you kind of grow older as with each day and there's more experiences to kind of reflect on, you know, with songs. So I think I was able to kind of show that growth in my music as well.
咁其实改变都一定有嘅，话晒一年嘅时间啦。除咗话有忙嘅工作之外，咁亦都毕业啦，咁同埋喺一啲与人与人之间嘅关系上面都有啲嘅改变添嘅。咁人会成长咗，咁希望喺专辑里面都可以表現到就是這一方面的 Victoria 啦。咁呢一張嘅專輯我都知道你在很多不同的地方嗰度進行創作和錄音嘅。咁譬如話去咗邊咧
？I spend a lot of time in Toronto throughout the year, do lots of shows out there. And then over this past year with my songwriting, I also spent quite a bit of time in LA and spent a bit of time in London, England as well. You know what I love about this is the traveling part of it and getting to see you know different places.
都幾開心啊，可以周圍去。咁其實咧，佢大部分嘅時間咧，而家咧其實都喺 Toronto 嗰度嘅。咁不過咧，為咗呢一張嘅新專輯咧，咁佢亦都咧就係花咗啲時間，除咗喺 Toronto 之外，仲有倫敦啦，同埋 Paris 啦咁樣。咁啊，與此同時咧，佢亦都周圍去做一啲嘅演唱會嘅，咁所以經常咧就係周圍飛嘅啦。咁啊，屋企人有冇同你一齊飛嘅咧
？My mom does, which is really great. I mean, she's there to make sure I'm organized and that my alarm goes off in the morning and I get out of bed. And just you know, she's a great supporter and is always there to you know help me out. And my dad stays home with my younger brother.
有親人照顧咧，的而且確好嘅。咁佢媽媽咧就會經常陪住阿 Victoria 咧就一齊飛嘅。咁啊，因為咧照顧起居飲食啦，咁啊，同埋咧，最緊要咧就係要確保咧每一朝早咧 Victoria 個鬧鐘會響啦，佢會起身啦，會做嘢啦咁樣，咁所以咧呢啲照顧上面咧都不能缺少嘅。咁另外佢爸爸咧就留翻喺 Abbotsford 嗰度咧照顧兩個細佬啦咁樣樣。咁好啦，聽日呢一張嘅專輯咧就會正式發行啦。咁你自己嗰個宣傳嘅期係咪好忙咧嚇
？Looks like it. Yeah. I mean, I sleep is not an option. No. I mean, I love being busy and I mean getting to meet lots of people and everyone excited about it is something that I love to do.So, the week of release, I will be in Toronto, so that'll be great. Usually, I'm there like every couple months, so I haven't been there in a while. So, it'll be nice to be back in Toronto. Yeah, then looking forward to doing some summer shows and summer festivals coming up.
都幾係嘅，應該都會幾忙嘅。咁啊，而唱片出版嘅時候咧，佢都會身住喺多倫多啦，喺嗰邊做一啲嘅宣傳啦。其實咧，每隔幾個月咧，佢都會翻多倫多嗰邊嘅。咁所以咧，其實而家反而咧翻嚟温哥華嘅時間係比較少一啲嚇。咁應該咧都係會幾忙嘅。咁啊，但係咧暑假嘅時候咧，佢都會有機會咧就再翻嚟温哥華呢一度咧 成日做一啲嘅演出添嘅。咁虽然话工作好忙啦，咁但系 Victoria 其实得闲嘅时候，你会中意做啲咩嘅咧
？I'm a bit of a shopaholic. I love to shop. Yeah, if I have any spare time, definitely like checking out the malls. I also love just sort of hanging out and watching movies on the couch. I'm a huge fan of popcorn, so I love just sitting on the couch having some popcorn and you know watching some romantic comedies. Is you know some of my favorite things. I also playing card games and stuff with my family. So,
中意咧就系行街，我谂好多女仔都中意噶啦。咁佢如果有时间嘅话咧，佢一定会去个model 咧，就系睇下有啲咩嘅新嘢咁样啦。咁另外咧，佢中意睇电影啦，咁同埋咧，佢好中意食 popcorn 嘅，中意食爆谷嘅。咁所以咧，最好咧坐喺个 sofa 度咧，一边睇一啲文艺片啦、爱情片啦，咁然之后一边食住爆谷就最开心啦。咁另外佢都会同屋企人咧玩下 pair 牌啊咁样样嘅。咁听讲咧话佢好中意睇嗰啲爱情浪漫嗰啲电影咧，尤其是中意 Channing Tatum 添啊。OK， 咁但系咧佢自己咧有即系兴趣咧就喺演艺方面啦，唱歌跳舞啦呢个一定啦。咁你会唔会去唱卡拉 OK 嘅咧
？Yeah， actually， when I was younger， the first two songs that I ever learned on karaoke were Hound Dog by Elvis、
right.
and Lucky by Britney Spears. I did a lot of sort of fun karaoke singing when I was younger. I haven't done karaoke very much recently, but I definitely had a karaoke machine growing up in my house and took advantage of that opportunity to sing in a microphone and make sure my family heard me.
原来佢中意嘅，佢中意咧，即系屋企里边咧就有一部嘅卡拉 OK 嘅仪器啦。咁然之后佢可以喺屋企唱啦，咪唱大声嘅，即系要肯定咧就屋企人会听到佢所唱啦。咁佢喺卡拉 OK 嘅时候咧，佢两首吓头嗰两首学嘅歌或者唱嘅歌咧，一首就系 Elvis Presley 嘅 Hound Dog 啦，咁另外一首咧就 Britney Spears 嘅 Lucky 啦，咁呢两首歌咧对佢嚟讲咧都好深刻印象嘅，咁啊中意卡拉 OK， 咁我谂中意唱歌嘅人咧一定会喜欢咧就系任何时刻咧都会有啲嘅音乐陪伴，然之后自己可以唱歌嘅，咁但系Victoria 系一个19岁嘅女孩子啦，咁啊身边应该一定会有好多唔同嘅追求者嘅，咁你自己咧中意边类型嘅男仔咧
？Let's see， this is an interesting question. I mean, I look for someone who is a gentleman, who has class, a sense of humor is always good, and just being respectful and being a fun person to talk to. I think, you know, good conversation and just having a good connection and where you totally feel comfortable and you can be totally yourself is a good sort of, you know, vibe to feel from someone.
我谂最紧要就系啱 key 嘅，咁啊有几个基本嘅条件嘅，咁啊最紧要咧就系比较系 gentleman 啲啦，咁啊最好有少少嘅幽默感啦，咁但系我谂咧能够沟通得到，同埋咧系要合眼缘啦，我谂呢个都非常之重要吓。咁啊第一张嘅专辑咧就我哋听过头先一首嘅歌曲叫做 Break My Heart 啦，就系嚟自佢第一张专辑 Shut Up and Dance 啦。第二张专辑 Accelerate 咁啊，里边咧亦都有一首主打嘅歌曲派台嘅歌曲咧，已经咧喺周围嘅唔同嘅传媒里边听得到噶啦。咁就叫做 More Than Friends。咁可唔可以咧借呢个机会咧，请阿 Victoria 同我哋介绍呢首歌咧
？I'm super excited. That's the first single off the album. I think it kind of captures a great essence for you know first song off the album.、
Uh-huh.
That one is actually a song that I was writing with some people in LA、mm-hmm. after a long day recording. They actually said, you know what, we've been working on this song and we'd really like to show you. So they played me More Than Friends, which at the time was different, but the chorus was there and I just absolutely fell in love with the song from the、mm-hmm. first listen and thought, I love the song, I'd love for it to be mine. So from there it was worked on with some other writers and I was a part of that process and came to be what it is today and I'm super happy with it and the video was so much fun to shoot and、mm-hmm. it just gives that fun summer vibe.
讲紧其中有一日就是当他们做一个长时间的歌曲的录音的时候跟着就有人说啊揀到一首歌曲你听下好不好听下中不中意咁样。咁听完之后呢咦中意喎。咁但係呢而家即係嗰个版本呢同佢当日呢第一次听嘅嗰首歌个版本有啲唔同嘅。虽然个副歌部分呢係一样啊。咁但係呢后来呢就因为再同其他嘅一啲嘅作曲人啊一啲嘅制作人啊一起呢再去研究首歌应该点写啊点样编排啊等等呢就出现咗呢而家呢个新嘅版本啦。喜欢呢个版本亦都喜欢呢个嘅 MV, 因为呢佢话自己拍摄嘅时候呢都拍得好开心添。咁大家可以留意下呢一首叫做 More Than Friends 嘅作品。今日咧同 Victoria 倾过偈，咁大家不妨咧可以继续留意一下呢一位嚟自 Abbotsford， 咁而家咧喺北美呢一度咧都越嚟越受欢迎嘅女歌手叫做 Victoria Duffield。第二张嘅专辑里边有呢一首嘅歌曲介绍俾大家。第一首嘅主打就系呢一首，名字叫做 More Than Friends。
Timeline, yeah. Don't be a tragedy. Just
同 Victoria Duffield 倾偈咧，发现佢一位好爽嘅女孩子嚟嘅，同埋咧好勤力，要求咧对自己要求咧都相当之高添啊！每日咧舞蹈方面嘅排练咧都几长时间嘅，虽然咧唔同话以前咧读书嘅时候去参加啲舞蹈比赛咁样要有一个唔同嘅练习方法啦，咁而家咧每一次练习嘅时候咧主要咧都系要练一啲新歌嘅舞步啦，不停咁重复，咁但系咧最紧要咧就系能够做到完美吓。咁其实咧 Victoria 除咗话专注演艺事业之外咧，佢亦都有做好多唔同嘅善事嘅。其实咧，佢亦都有参与一个组织叫做 Free the Children 嘅一个嘅慈善嘅大事啦。咁啊，经常咧都会去支持佢哋，会做一啲唔同嘅活动。咁同埋咧，佢亦都亲身咧就系同佢哋一齐去过肯亚嗰度咧，就系探访添嘅。咁所以咧，亦都系相当之有善心嘅一位女孩子吓。Victoria Duffield 一位嚟自我哋 BC 省嘅女歌手。咁第二张嘅专辑啱啱听过嘅呢一首嘅作品，名字叫做 More Than Friends。